Gutsy engine, lithe handling, sharp styling. Those are just a few of the positive words written about the all-new 2016 Chevrolet Camaro. The reimagined classic pony car is built at Lansing's Grand River Assembly, and Capital City GM workers can now take pride in knowing Camaro was recently named Car of the Year by Motor Trend magazine. Al Oppenheiser is the man behind the muscle. He's chief executive engineer for Camaro. Al caught up with Current State by phone earlier this week from the Detroit Auto Show. He spoke with WKAR's Peter Wharf.
Early sales reports of the sixth generation 2016 Camaro must be pretty gratifying to you, although full numbers haven't been released. But I know in my many drives between Lansing and Detroit, I see many of them. People seem to like and want the car that you've designed.
Oh, absolutely. It's been a runaway hit so far. We started production at the Lansing Grand River plant in October. We started shipping cars to customers early November, and there was such a demand that we've built over 10,000 of them already, and we've actually got keys in 6,000 customer hands. So they're flying out the door.
Some might say the Chevrolet Camaro has always been an also-ran. Not on sale for over 2 years after the first Mustang, and then being humiliated by a 2002 halt to production. But since its 2010 comeback, Camaro has outsold Mustang by successfully blending a retro-heavy design with sophisticated world-class performance. And the Gen 6 2016 Camaro looks like another step in that direction.
The Lansing Grand River Assembly has added a third shift, more than 500 jobs. That's really exciting for us here in the capital city and certainly at Lansing Grand River Assembly. Did that come as a surprise to you, or was certainly that's something that you had hoped for? Did you anticipate that?
Oh, absolutely. As the chief engineer, I'm over the entire program. Not just the engineering design, but have a hand in the manufacturing decisions as well with Mike Trevorrow, who's the plant manager, I'm sure you know well, and our manufacturing team. And when we put the Camaro into the Lansing Grand River plant, there's a expected volume every year. And frankly, we knew right away that when we bring the volume of the Chevrolet Camaro into Lansing Grand River, we're going to need more time in the day. So it was something that... working the Lansing Grand River plant, working with the UAW and the Lansing officials, there's been a team in place to try to work out all the details, and we're very fortunate that it's in line with when we need the third shift because, we've built well over 10,000 already, and we're staged to take the leadership in the performance segment over again this year, and that's really going to help us having that third shift.
We've known there was a major re-engineering coming to the Camaro for a while now, as its Australian design chassis had a firm expiration date. And indeed, this sixth generation 2016 Chevrolet Camaro is actually 100% all new. We don't get to say that often. Now riding on a slightly longer Cadillac ATS Alpha chassis, it is lighter, more powerful, and better balanced, which as we all know is the ultimate sporty car recipe. And borrowing a page from the latest Mustang, traditional V6 and V8 power have been joined by a new turbo four-cylinder, which enables the base Camaro to weigh almost 400 pounds less than the previous standard V6. And the i4 turbo is no slouch. A 2-liter, it's also from the Cadillac camp with 275 horsepower and 295 pound-feet of torque.
This is Peter Wharf for WKAR and Current State. I'm speaking with Al Oppenheiser. He's chief engineer of Chevrolet Camaro. I'm speaking to him in Detroit today. He's in Detroit. I'm here in East Lansing. Al is at the North American International Auto Show, and we're talking about the Chevrolet Camaro. Now that GM has seen how well the 2016 Camaro has done, what might be new in the 2017 version, Al?
Well, I'm going to keep you guessing here today, Peter. We like to keep a competitive edge. However, I can tell you that in the fifth generation, one of the things that worked well coming out with different versions, different models about every 6 months, and that's our plan for the sixth generation Camaro. We started out with the V6 and the V8 right away, and we're about to introduce the convertible version in the next couple of weeks. And then we're going to bring in, the for the first time, a 2-liter turbocharged engine into a Camaro. And that'll take us through the 16, and then after that, we're going to keep all the listeners and bloggers speculating about what we could do, but I can assure you we're not done yet.
One final note of interest to many, Camaro production has returned to the good old U.S. of A. In Michigan, where it belongs, assembled in GM's Lansing Grand River plant. Base LT pricing with the Turbo 4 starts at $26,695. The V6 adds $1,495 more. Then it's a healthy step up to V8 territory with an SS starting at $37,295. Without a doubt, the 2016 Chevrolet Camaro is a leaner, meaner, and more sophisticated machine. And from our initial drive, clearly steps up further on the world performance car stage. With sales just starting, it no doubt will give back this year's Pony Car War sales crown to Mustang. But now, with both Camaro and Mustang fully up to snuff, the fun is going to be in seeing if it's a short-term swap.
Al, when I come over there, will I see something or hear something about the 2017 model at the Detroit Auto Show, or should I just come talk to you?
Come talk to me. We'll go offline.
Okay, real good. Al Oppenheiser, Chief Engineer of Chevrolet Camaro at the International Auto Show in Detroit. Al, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Peter.
For Current State, this is Peter Wolf.